Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on a third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. To our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, you guys in particular, our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail drivers delivering the packages, the mail, and all that stuff that's got to get through, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon drivers, we had some people check in this morning from Louisville, letting us know that they're listening to us, and thank you very much. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Now, we're going to go out west, and we're going to pick up the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren, out there in California.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yippee-yo, Kyle Patty. Well, depending on where you're at right now, Kyle, it's either 58 degrees or it's 62 degrees, depending on which side of the bay you're on, whether you're this side of Tampa Bay or the other side of Tampa Bay. So that's what the temperature's at where I'm at right now. How about you?
Well, right now, Captain, we're at a cool 50 degrees where I am at.
All right.
And, yeah.
We got clear skies, and it looks like a lot of the weather moved out of your area, moved off to the east. We'll get to all that in a little bit. But right now, let's say the Pledge of Allegiance. Are you ready?
Absolutely. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get started with some of the news, we've got some news that's coming in from the other night when we had the Michigan shooting on a college campus, Michigan State University. Apparently, the gunman who took his own life was found to have a note in his pocket, a threatening note in his pocket. What do you know about that?
Well, we understand, Captain, that this 43-year-old shooter evidently also had a history of mental illness, we understand. And in the note in his pocket, It did indicate what, according to reports, are a threat to two New Jersey schools. We believe those to be public schools at this time. Unfortunately, he has ties back to New Jersey as well. We're understanding now as well that he's been arrested before for carrying a firearm without a permit.
Loaded firearm.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then this begs the question, how, if he does have a history of mental illness, how did he have access to weapons? What was the case for that? And what happened to allow him to do that? So again, Captain, so many more questions at this hour. But of course, in Michigan State University, they have preempted classes, I believe, for at least the next 48 hours as they try to begin the healing process there.
Well, I understand why if he had a mental problem, it wasn't reported. I get it. Some of the doctors, if he was under treatment of a doctor, are afraid to report that because they're afraid that they're going to get sued. So therefore, they just don't say anything. And certainly hope that's not the case, but it sounds like it might have been.
Yes, exactly. And, of course, also the Michigan State University police are saying they don't understand any motive at this time. They have no idea why he would come to the campus, as they were saying, to come and do this terrible act. So we don't know the full contents of the note yet. Maybe that sheds some light on it. But, unfortunately, Captain, it's something that we may never understand.
Now, Senator Tom Cotton yesterday, a member of the Armed Forces Committee, said that he still does not know, and many of his colleagues do not know, nor have they been briefed on what those three small unidentified airborne objects were that the U.S. shot down this past Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it seems to me that the people on these defense committees should know this right off the bat because this is what they do.
Well, that's right. You would probably think, Captain, that many of the professional military analysts would be able to look at a craft and say, I know what that is. I know how it was built. I know what it's doing there. But unfortunately, this is just befuddled, it appears, so many of our military, which is a very, very concerning issue. Also, these crafts seem to be different in their configuration, at least according to some of these reports. So they're not uniform. So once again, we don't know exactly what they were. We don't know what they were doing there.
Yep.
And that's concerning.
And Denise Simon wrote a great article yesterday. We talked about it on the program. Go over to her website, founderscode.com. Look up that article and see what this is all about. She did a lot of research on that to find out some answers for you. And it's there on her website. Yeah. All right. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Before we get back to Kyle, you need to know that this portion of the program is being brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And their product, Relief Factor, is a product that I take, and I take religiously and have for the last 9+ years. I start out in the morning with my breakfast with a package of the little capsules. There's four of them in a package, and I take them because of what's in it works for me. Now, it's all natural, number one. There's no drugs in this at all. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. And it's like taking a vitamin pack to get rid of the pain and discomfort that you're having. Because what this does is it goes after the inflammation that causes the pain and the discomfort you're having to begin with. And it goes after it wherever the source of the inflammation is. Now, you could have multiple sources. Guess what? This will go to those multiple sources and work for you. You could have maybe a wrist that's bothering you, maybe an elbow, maybe a shoulder, maybe a leg all tied together. Guess what? It's going to take care of it. It's going to put you in control of the pain. You're going to learn how to live with less pain, and in some cases, no pain. Depends on how this works for you. Everybody's a little different. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. So guess what? You feel better. Now, to find out how to start the three-week quick start for $19.95, you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. That's where you go. Try the three-week quick start and see what it'll do for you. Because, as Kyle likes to say,
All you have to lose is pain.
And that's the 3-week quick start at relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95. Give it a shot and see what happens. Just might work for you. Kyle, East Palestine, Ohio. The train that derailed. The way that they tried to solve the problem by actually setting the cars on fire so that the chemicals would burn themselves out and they wouldn't have to drain the chemicals from the cars because they knew they were going to have a major explosion with one of the cars that was there anyway. And when it blew up, it put up a mushroom cloud over the town like an atomic bomb went off. You saw that, right?
Yes, I did. It was a terrible sight, to be sure. And you know, Captain, there's a hazardous materials specialist who's quoted in one of the news stories about this. He says, quote, "We basically nuked a town with chemicals so we could get a railroad open," unquote. This doesn't look good for the long-term effects here because the experts are saying, you know, the stuff's in the soil, come back in several years, 15, 20 years, you know, we may have a lot of problems here. Big time.
What they have done is they have effectively destroyed a town, small town, for about 25 years. They've destroyed the water source. They've destroyed the ground, contaminated the ground. They've contaminated every one of the buildings within the blast zone, every one of them, and even the ones outside of it because of the cloud that has settled in there that has just dissipated into the system itself and the structures. That's what they've done. They may have to tear this whole town down. They may have to destroy this entire town and build it 2 or 3 miles away. That's what they've also done. And they've told people, well, it's okay to go back to your homes. Or you might want to do a little cleaning when you get there, but it's okay. You'll be all right. It's not okay, and it's not all right. And people are going home to find dead pets, dead wildlife, dead animals, everywhere, including fish.
That's right. Yeah, the fish are dying. And so, Captain, yes, I don't think this is something where it's just okay that all the danger is past at this point. And, of course, it begs the question, would a rainstorm fix this, a heavy rain or this kind of thing? But I don't think so. It doesn't seem like that would be.
Where does the runoff go? Where does the runoff from a rainstorm go?
Well, it goes into the rivers and so forth, exactly.
And then what's it going to do to the other rivers in the area?
Well, it'll contaminate them as well. So, unfortunately, you know, we're not getting all the information, it would seem.
No.
It can't be that easy, in order to have this huge burn of chemicals that they did have no effect.
And one of the things that I did in the fire service for over 20 years was I worked with hazardous materials, and one of the things that I did was I was the hazardous materials team leader on my fire department before I got down to New York City, and then I was a New York State fire training instructor, and that was just part of what I did. But I worked with hazardous materials all the time, and we used to have a joke. We would send the cops up ahead of us to set up a perimeter, and then we'd be watching from binoculars. And if any one of the cops keeled over, we knew that we had a hazardous material incident, and we had to respond with our SCBAs on. That was the joke that we had amongst each other. But it's not a joking matter. It's not a funny matter when you've got a town of some 3,000 plus people, and they're telling them to go back when you know it's not safe. I know it's not safe, and I'm not even there.
Well, that's right. In other words, yes, the canary in the coal mine has already demonstrated by virtue of the fact these pets, farm animals, and others that simply just perished as a result of this, that tells us that this is not a safe environment. Now, of course, Captain, you mentioned about rebuilding the town and so forth. We haven't heard much from the Biden administration. We haven't really heard anything, as far as I know, from the Secretary of Transportation on this.
And why would we even want to hear from the Secretary of Transportation? Why would he want to chime in? What's the reason?
Well, I don't think he wants to get involved in this. He's got a political agenda.
No. It's the railroad. This is a railroad derailment. That's why he has to chime in on it. That's why he's involved. Otherwise, he shouldn't be involved at all.
Right. Right. Well, he wasn't really forthcoming until I think he tweeted about it.
That's because he doesn't know. Yeah. Kyle. He has no idea. This guy's never dealt with anything of this immense size and description. Never. He has no idea. This is not like taking out your garbage can and something doesn't smell right in the can and you got a hazardous material smell of some sort from whatever it is that spilled in your can. This is something that'll kill you.
Right, no, exactly. But in terms of the initial derailment, he didn't really say hardly anything that we know of. And we had ample opportunity to do that. I think people were looking to the administration and to somebody who's involved with how things move across the country, especially on rail.
And if you've been watching, like I have, the people they've been interviewing by going right into the town and interviewing them right in front of their homes and this, that, and the other, and they've got, you know, their eyes are burning and their lungs are burning and they're coughing and they're hacking and they're doing this and they're doing that, they shouldn't even be there. That's one of the clues when they start doing all that. They shouldn't even be there.
Well, right. I mean, the list of chemicals goes on and on. And they're very hard to pronounce, by the way, so I'm not even going to try to take a run at it. But these are, and in fact, I believe the governor there was very upset that why wasn't this train classified as carrying very dangerous chemicals? Evidently, it was not classified as such.
Well, here's the thing. If anybody thinks for 1 minute the railroad did not know what was on that train, they knew exactly what was on that train. There's a shipping magnet that goes out to every town, every fire department, every emergency management all along the trail that train has to take. That's what they have to do. They have to submit that. So they knew if they had bothered to look, they knew what was coming.
Well, let me ask you this, Captain, because you have so much expertise in this area dealing with these kinds of hazardous materials and this kind of an accident, was it the right thing to blow a hole in these cars and blow everything up, as opposed to try to capture that stuff and take it away in another fashion, you know, try to get it out of there as opposed to just making that mushroom cloud?
I never in my right state of mind, even my wrong state of mind, would have torched that train and blown the whole thing up. Never would I have done it, knowing what would have happened, knowing that it was going to take these fumes and vapors and the toxic material and blow it all over the area. I would never have done that, never.
Do you think that trying to evacuate the material and take it away, would that simply been a large time-consuming problem?
In the meantime, you've dumped foam on the car that's on fire and don't worry about the explosion because you neutralize that while you're offloading everything else.
Yes, exactly.
That's what they should have done. That's what they didn't do. But I wasn't there. I can only tell you what I think. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. All right, folks, we're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It is a Wednesday morning in the neighborhood, and I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein, whose groundbreaking political career shattered gender barriers from San Francisco City Hall to the corridors of Capitol Hill, says she will not be seeking re-election in 2024. The senator, who turns 90 in June, is the oldest member of Congress and has faced questions in recent years about her cognitive health and memory. Production is expected to resume this spring on the movie Rust that was halted in October 2021 after a fatal shooting on the set involving actor-producer Alec Baldwin. Rust Movie Productions also announced Tuesday that the related documentary will detail the completion of the film and the life of cinematographer Halina Hutchins, who died shortly after being wounded during rehearsals at a ranch on the outskirts of Santa Fe. Baldwin and Hannigan Terrence Reed, the weapons supervisor on the set of the Western, were charged last month with felony involuntary manslaughter and Hutchins' shooting death. Julio Flores, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away, and we appreciate you folks being here, tuning in, and listening in. I've had a lot of comments after that last go-around that Kyle and I just did, the last segment on the radio, and we'll get to some of those comments and questions here in just a minute. And some of my brothers of the badge, some of my firefighters around the country are chiming in with exactly what I was just telling you about. We're all scratching our heads wondering why on earth they did it the way they did it. But anyway, and we're talking about over there in East Palestine, Ohio. Anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. That would be Mike Lindell and Company. And if you don't know about MyPillow.com and all the great things they got over there, now's the time to find out. And the reason I say that is because if he made it and it's there, it's on sale. His website, MyPillow.com. He's got the brand new pillows. It's called the MyPillow 2.0 right now. And regardless of the size of the pillow, you can buy one and get one for free right now on the new pillows. What a deal. And, of course, the Giza sheets, the towels, the blankets, the bath towels, the slippers, the pillows, the pajamas, all the stuff that's over there. You can save as much as 80 and 90% on some of those items right now by going to the website, MyPillow.com, clicking on the link that's there for the Radio Listener Specials page. That's where all the stuff is, the Radio Listener Specials page. And then use the promo code CAPTAIN as your key for the savings that are there. Now, I'll give you an example. The slippers are $90 off. They're more than that if you get the slip-on slippers, like the little sandal slippers. You get those, they're $19.98. That's a savings of almost $100. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You got to check it out. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell is giving away the farm right now, cleaning out some stock and introducing some new lines that he's got there. And I'll tell you what, it's always a thrill to go there and see the stuff that he's got. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page. It's right there at MyPillow.com. And if you want to call him, you can call him up. Talk to a live person, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. 5459. One more time, 800-641-5459. Get a live person, talk to them. They'll answer all your questions. And remember, your promo code will always be one word, CAPTAIN. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, CAPTAIN.
I find it hard to believe, but it is happening, that Mike Lindell is doing what he's doing with all these different savings that he's just throwing out there.
It's really incredible. Yeah.
Yep. He's doing it at a time when people need some help with some deals. He's doing it.
Well, he really is, Captain. And, you know, you use a lot of the different products, and so do I. So does Mrs. Professor. We love him, and we stand by him. We can vouch for him.
All right. Now, I'm not going to mention any of the fire departments that are chiming in here, but I've got several brothers of the badge, several firefighter friends of mine that are chiming in, and people that I don't know that are regular listeners. And they're saying, Captain, I'm scratching my head on this one, too. Why on earth they decided to blow the entire train up in a town like that, knowing full well what was going to happen? They've basically taken a town, and they've got to tear everything down now because everything is contaminated. They've got to start all over again. And that's coming
exactly.
In from a couple of different fire department people that I've known for years and years and years. They're just, and again, the comment in both cases, we're just scratching our head. We don't get it.
Well, you know, Captain, and I'm not trying to be flip at all, but it would seem to me that if a train derailed on accident and the situation was that it exploded in the same exact way that they blew it up on purpose in this case, we would be looking at this issue very differently. I think the world would. It would be, this would be a tragedy that happened to this town. This town has to be, they have to go through all this stuff in order to try to either decontaminate or move or tear it down, just like we're talking about here. But this was done on purpose. It was, and I think a lot of people think it was the absolute wrong decision to make.
Well, it's beginning to look that way, and I've responded to a number of incidents in my career over the years. But the thing of it is we never even contemplated doing something like this. We would always either drown the situation in foam while we were trying to get the valves and whatnot turned off that needed to be turned off. And there's been a number of derailments where cars have gone into the river and they haven't, rivers or even a lake, for that matter. One response I had was a lake. And they did not leak. But you can't assume that by destroying the problem at one end, it's going to destroy the problem all the way along the line. What they've done is they've created a much worse problem for themselves.
Now, Captain, just briefly, who would have to sign off on something like this? In other words, who would give the final order to, say, blow the train up in the manner that we saw?
It would be the local government, whether it would be the mayor at the highest local authority or the county executive at the highest local authority, with the permission of the state being aware of what was going on, and then the state fire marshal agreeing with the incident as well. But it would be right all dropped in the lap of the highest local authority, whoever that would be, either the mayor or the county executive.
Interesting. And, of course, I guess it all depends on the information that they have at that time that they're told about this kind of situation.
Well, Yeah. And we'll find out more about this as it goes along, but it's just, it's mind-boggling to those of us that have been involved in this sort of thing. Just mind-boggling. All right, let's go to NORAD, which is the North American Aerospace Defense Command, and they have adjusted the parameters for the radar systems that they have in the wake of the Chinese spy balloon that was shot down in South Carolina off the coast. Now, National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, announced that yesterday. They were having a problem with the way they had the radar trying to see some of this stuff. So they've adjusted what they have on their radar so it will pick up these, and we'll probably hear and see about more of them perhaps being shot down in the future.
Yes, exactly right. There may be quite a number of these objects. And although it's interesting to me, Captain, because they talked about the idea that these were operating at about 40,000 feet. So
or higher.
It would be, or higher, but a possible impediment to civilian aviation. So I'm curious as to why maybe we're not seeing a lot of reports, or maybe there have been reports, but we're not hearing them, of civil aviators, airliners and so forth, seeing these things. Not a quote-unquote UFO like one of those kinds of stories, but having a contact. And when you have traffic in the lanes where you have airliners flying, that's always a concern. They're always aware of what's around them. They have to be.
Well,
even if it's high above them or even far below them.
There have been numerous reports in the past about these 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 feet in the flight lanes, and aircraft have reported on seeing something, but they didn't know what the something was. And there have been a number of reports that have been just that, reports. However, now they'll have a greater ability to be able to see what it is that they're actually looking at.
Yes, very interesting indeed. So we're going to continue now. I think this will be a brand new sort of avenue where we'll probably hear a lot more as time goes by. It will become much more the norm. But it's scary to think that this has been the norm up to this point, but a lot of people just, and then evidently the people running the radar, weren't aware of it.
Now, French, she got involved in the discussion yesterday at the White House because if she can't read it off the pad, she doesn't know. But she said that the White House officials said Tuesday that there's no evidence that the three aerial objects taken down by the military during the weekend were conducting surveillance for the Chinese. That's a rather broad statement when they already found devices inside the one balloon off South Carolina that were specifically for gathering information, communications, and transferring that to another source.
Exactly right. Well, you're right, Captain. If it's not in the binder, she doesn't know what to tell you, unfortunately.
And she just says what's there, right or wrong, right?
Exactly, yeah.
All righty. Hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report. Going to take a look out there. We do have some storms that are fired up that are moving across the country. We'll let you know where it's at so you guys and gals that are out there know what to do. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I've seen a lot of places, I've been around the world. I've seen some pretty faces, been with some beautiful girls. gave us moonlight for all the world to see. Well, everybody knows that the Lord works in mysterious ways. He took a rest, then on the very next day. God bless Texas with his own hand. Brought down angels from the Father's face. Gave them a place where they could dance. If you want to see heaven, brother, use your chance. Life and sin is to spread the message. God bless Texas.
Oh, yeah. God bless Texas. I'll tell you what, Kyle, that's an oldie but goodie. Remember who did that?
Yeah, that's Little Texas, and they're right. He does work in mysterious ways.
Oh, my goodness. That video is to die for. But anyway, let me get into this first, folks, and then turn it over to Kyle. We've got two rounds of strong storms this week coming across the country. Heavy snow and blizzard conditions. Yes, you heard me use the B word for portions of the northern plains and upper are expected into Wednesday and Thursday as a new storm crossing the Four Corners region will bring snow for areas of the plains, the Midwest, and the Great Lakes through Thursday. Now, strong to severe thunderstorms with heavy rain are going to be impacting the Ark-La-Tex area, the Mississippi Valley, the Ohio Valley, and Mid-South areas Wednesday and Thursday. But right now, folks, we got us a big old major storm coming across the interstates, and it's up on, let's see, it's up on I-70, it's up on I-40, and you might have a little bit of a touch of it down below on I-10 for a little ways getting into Texas. I'll tell you all about the rest of it after Kyle tells you what he's got.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in Idaho Falls, Idaho. This morning, we've got a dangerous wind chill expected there, maybe 25 below zero, winds gusting up to about 40 miles an hour. Again, this in the Idaho Falls area. It's going to reach on down towards Pocatello, Idaho as well, and down to the border there with Utah. So please do be aware of that. Also, we have winter storm warning over in Wyoming up near Cody. We've also got winter weather advisories all through central Wyoming over towards Casper as well. And then we've got high wind warnings coming across I-80 in the Rock Springs area between Rawlins and Rock Springs. You've got a high wind warning there, so be aware of that. We also have winter storm warning covering pretty much the entire lower half of Colorado tonight. And I think we've even got some snow going on there. Yeah, we sure do here on the radar map. Just 24 hours ago, listener Aaron in Denver was telling us it was looking pretty good. But right now, she's probably looking out the window and seeing the snow come down. You've got snow coming down from Fort Collins all the way down I-25 through Colorado Springs and down to about Walsenburg, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, there in southern Colorado. More snow this time in New Mexico. If you're coming out west of Albuquerque over towards Gallup, New Mexico, that's Gallup, New Mexico from the song, of course, I-40, you've got snow coming across the interstate there. It's going to go on over into Arizona. You're still going to have that down rain and sleet, really, down in Tucson, and a little bit of rain coming out west out of Phoenix. If you're coming out I-10, just west of Phoenix there, so do be aware of that. Rounding out this hour, Captain, freeze warning in the central valley of California, and we've also got, it looks like, some cold, very cold air up in northern Nevada coming out of Reno. We'll have more next hour, and we'll send it right back to you.
Okay, North Dakota, South Dakota, rigged for silent running. You got a blizzard warning on I-29 going right down through the middle of Fargo and going west on 94 out towards Bismarck. So you got some real treacherous driving there tonight. Be careful. That also overlays over into Minnesota, goes about 100 miles into Minnesota. Not quite to the Twin Cities just yet, but it's going to be there soon. And then you'll be getting a lot of snow around Minneapolis-St. Paul. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan right now, you've got a winter storm watch there. Snow flurries are starting in. So far, Wisconsin is calm, but it won't be for long because you got weather coming your way. Down into South Dakota, you've got a blizzard warning right down to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Snow across half the state. coming down into the lower part of Minnesota, snow across there. You've got some snow in Iowa right now. The southern part of Iowa, you've got freezing rain coming across, and as the temperatures drop, that will become snow. So you'll have ice, then you'll have the snow on top of the ice, so you be very careful there. Backing up going towards Oklahoma, you've got a winter storm warning in not only the western part of Kansas, Goodland, Kansas, coming across I-70, snow all the way across right now to Kansas City. That will catch up to itself to where you'll be in a winter storm all the way across Kansas. Down in Oklahoma, Amarillo, Texas, east over to El Reno, you have a winter storm warning there along I-40. Dropping down south, you've got snow hit or miss all the way down to I-20. And I-10 to the junction down that way, so be advised. You've got a lot of fog tonight along the Gulf section from Louisiana coming across to Houston, coming on down to Corpus Christi, all the way down to Corpus Christi with the fog, heavy fog along the Gulf. You've got heavy winds tonight in the lower part of Michigan, the lower part of Illinois, most of Indiana, most of Ohio, some of Kentucky, some of Tennessee, central part of Tennessee, the northernmost part of Alabama right now. You've got heavy winds there as well. And going up the East Coast, it's starting to snow. The lake effect machine is going to kick in up there between Buffalo and the state line, Ripley, so be advised of that, and it might go a little bit further. But that's what it's looking like right now, Kyle. Plenty of winter weather right now at a time when you kind of maybe have had a little bit of enough.
Yes, I think that's exactly right, Captain.
All right. Well, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J. Good place to head for.
Well, that's exactly right, because, you know, folks, they want to be your oasis out there on the road, whether it's cold outside or whether it's hot outside. It's an oasis, nevertheless, and you want to go to pilotflyingj.com. It's pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the nearest Pilot or Flying J Travel Center on your trip, and then that way you can plan accordingly. And by the way, you also want to get involved with the My Rewards Plus app. It's the My Rewards Plus app. When you download the app and join up, you're going to start getting all kinds of great offers. You're going to enjoy 2 free drinks every week. You'll get, as I said, offers on food, drinks, snacks, and other great gear that is available at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. You can also find out about activating Push for Points, where you can earn up to 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills instead of 15 fills with the other guys. So that's pilotflyingj.com, pilotflyingj.com.
Yeah, and I used my points for my car the other day. I haven't used them in a while, and I pulled into the Pilot Flying J a weekend ago, coming back down out of Brooksville. I came down that way so I could stop there, and I saved a nickel a gallon on my gas.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Not bad. All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, here we go. Headed to the break, top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with a lot more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. I shall return with Kyle Warren.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.